I want this book to enable readers to become their own friend and become their own place to land that's safe.
That's Hallie Bateman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Hallie Bateman is an illustrator and writer based in Los Angeles. She's the author of Brave New Work and co-author of What to Do When I'm Gone. Her work has been featured in national publications including The New Yorker, The New York Times Magazine, BuzzFeed, and many others. She joins us to talk about directions, really good advice for getting from here to there. Hallie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what inspired you to create this little book?
This book was a real journey to make. It actually was one of those projects that came as a surprise. So I wrote the first few directions just one afternoon when I was just making art for fun. I was just trying to play around with construction paper and really just having a purely unambitious moment with writing. And I ended up, after a year of not doing anything with the directions I had written, I finally decided to share a few on Instagram, and they really resonated with people. And the advice that I was giving, and I think the tone of this sort of advice that's not really trying to fix you, but just trying to empathize with you and guide you, was like, somehow it just really struck a chord with people, which made me so curious what else, you know, what else I could write. And so the project became a book and became a series only after I was received with so much enthusiasm.
Hallie, if you would, take a moment to describe this book for us. What are people going to find here?
Yeah, it's a small book that is, you know, perfect for putting in your backpack or in your bag. It's called Directions, Really Good Advice for Getting From Here to There. And it's a book of simple, sort of short, handwritten advice on a colorful array of construction paper. So each page is a little piece of advice. And it really is, like I said, advice that's not aiming for here's how to optimize your perfect self. It's advice for meeting yourself where you are and for paying attention to yourself and paying attention to life in a way that, to me, facilitates joy and making the most of this miraculous life that we are gifted with. I think that's sort of the long version of the summary.
Well, when I look at these, because, you know, you described it as being on construction paper, but it's like construction paper that has been torn maybe off from a larger piece of paper. To me, it struck me as if like a flash of inspiration, like I want to jot this down and then kind of tear it off this larger sheet that may have had something else on it and save it.
Absolutely. So I really am a frantic art maker. Like I could show you photos of my desk after I've been making art, and it is just like a tornado came through. And of course, making these for a book, it wasn't like I was always in that. It was a thoughtful, edited process. But at the same time, I really intentionally want to make work that is imperfect. And that, you know, the reason these are handwritten instead of designed in like InDesign or something is that I love the tactile nature of using a brush and ink and having less control. And when you rip a page, you can't really control how it rips. And there's something so true about that. And it makes to me the style of it sort of encapsulates the message of the book, which is like, this is imperfect. Let's love it anyway.
So how did you decide what advice to put into the book?
With the help of my editors, we honed it down from hundreds of directions to about 120, and really wanted to cover these kind of general themes that my work kind of falls into, which is I would say relationships, art, love, life and death sort of vibe of like existential. And then there's part of it that's some of the advice is just really practical. One of the ones my book is turned to right now is try not to drool, but don't beat yourself up if it happens. It's just like something that's very, you know, some of these are very straightforward and some of them are really expansive. And I love the juxtaposition of that.
Well, another really practical one I'm looking at right at the moment, it says, keep a list of names you like. You never know when you'll need to name something. Good point.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's fun to, a lot of these are things that I love to just invent ways to make life more fun. And I think that a lot of them are sort of asking you to be inventive and to participate in playfulness.
So give us some more examples of direction / advice that you give in the book.
Yeah. So another one is allow photos of yourself to exist in the world, if only for future friends who will want to see all the lives you led and or haircuts you had, which I see as an antidote to the sort of vain fear that so many of us have of photos. Like, I have been through phases in my life where I was very scared of photographs, and I know plenty of people who are. And I wrote that as a way to say, this isn't just about beauty. This is about the story of your life and how the photos that exist of you are all you'll have of this. Like, you'll have memories and whatever, but I think photography is so powerful for the fact that you can tell a whole story by showing it to someone, and it doesn't have to be about fixing the story and to make sure that you look as flattering as possible. It's, oh yeah, this was my haircut in seventh grade. And like, we have this photo to document that.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like, you know, some of the advice here is about going easy on yourself and not being judgmental, not being self-conscious, and just accepting yourself. Tell us a little bit more about that aspect of the book.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that it's really the key to everything, to creativity, to self-love, to being in love, is finding ways to love and accept yourself. I mean, this book is such a meta expression of that, because I wrote it in this process where I would go into my studio and I would repeat the same ritual each time I wrote directions. I would put on some music, I would smoke a little weed, I would chop up this construction paper, I would set the lighting just so, I would grind my ink, and then I would sit down at this with this pile of construction paper, and I would start to write these directions, and immediately the self-doubt would creep in, and I would say, stop writing, this is bad, what are you doing, stop, 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 and like, I would write a few, and the voice would just bubble up every single time. And in order to discover what else I had to say, I had to ignore that voice and I had to disregard it. I had to believe in myself and I had to say, it's worth writing, it's worth risking this being bad to see what it's going to be. And I mean, the photo, the example of allowing photos of yourself to exist is exactly the same thing. Yes, you might not look beautiful in every photo. Guess what? Life isn't always beautiful. That's just the truth that you're discovering. And the way I overcome my terror at how bad it might be is telling myself all the time, this is just the truth. Don't attach good and bad to it. This is what came out of you today. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. And we're so binary in our thinking sometimes, like, oh, I'm so ugly, like the ways that we can lash out at ourselves. And it's like, you're actually not. And for you to, you know, some of us like hate ourselves so much, we think that we're like, we're so special in how terrible we are. And in fact, no, you're fine. you're probably not the greatest person in the world, and you're probably not the worst. How about you meet yourself as you actually are?
As you talk about being creative and creating your art, it's the act of creation that is important itself. And the fact that you're expressing yourself, you can't control how other people are going to react to it. But the important thing is that you have expressed yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And the important thing is, I learned this at an early in my career when I started making art in college. I had so much fun once I discovered drawing combined with writing. I was so electrified by how fun it was to make art that a lot of other people's judgment just did not matter, because I felt that I had already won. I already had a fun time making this art, so no one could destroy it for me. It wasn't about the result. And of course, that becomes a more and more of a challenge as you publish books and have an audience and everything. But I think that protecting that core of yourself that is doing something not for approval, but actually for yourself, is so important.
So in some ways, although it seems counterintuitive, it sounds like in some ways you're telling people to give up, in the sense that give up on looking to other people, you know, for that acceptance. And in other things of life too, I'm looking at one of your direction is give up on finding love. In one way or another, it'll find you.
Oh my gosh. I love that you said give up is the message of this book, because my family actually has a joke that on our family crest, it says just give up. But it is giving up in exactly the way you're saying, in a way that's freeing. Give up on your exact version of the way that you need things to be.
So how do you hope that readers will use this book?
I hope that readers will find the way that this book works for them, that they will allow this book to help in whatever way is helpful. And there's not a rule about how to use it. And people have told me they use it as a conversation starter, like as something to start conversations with friends, like using each one as like a discussion piece. People have told me they use it as like a prompt for making art. I think there's all kinds of ways to use it. I think that mainly I just want to connect with people through this and help you arrive at the place of having love and mercy for yourself, and having this, like there's one direction that says, speak to yourself like a scared child, issuing forgiveness gently and easily. And I want this book to enable readers to become their own friend and become their own place to land that's safe. And I think that we are so accustomed to being so violent toward ourselves within our brains. And what I want people to know when they read this book is that you can be your most cherished friend, and you can be the kindest voice of any voice in your life, and that's actually an option that exists.
And there are two others that I want to let you know that I really appreciated, because I thought that they made really good sense to me, and almost as a pair. And one of them I'm probably going to misquote, but it was basically, let other people be other people. Let them be who they are. And in regard to yourself, I am plenty and I have plenty. I thought that was just an excellent thought.
Wow, thank you so much.
The book is Directions, Really Good Advice for Getting from Here to There. It's by Hallie Bateman. Hallie, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a real pleasure.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. And you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.